Show. The London Garcia Show. Only on LA Talk Radio.
On the show today, an amazing individual, Bob Ballard. Now, did I say your name right?
Yes, you did.
Okay, awesome. And he's got a cool accent, too. I'm going to ask him about that later. But Bob is part of a project called Hearts of Fire. It is really cool. It's been one of the most inspiring things that have kind of come through my email in a really long time. So I was super excited to have him on the show. I want to introduce to you a really great guy. Bob Ballard is in the house. Representing Hearts of Fire. Bob, you have, look at, they're excited.
Yeah.
That is insane. These people, they came here looking for you.
I know. They're,
you know,
all
that,
outside.
Right?
They surrounded the building.
Yeah, totally. A paparazzi, you name it. It is just out of control. And it's exactly the way I like it. So go ahead and describe just your quick, what is Hearts of Fire?
Well, the Hearts of Fire project, and I talk a little funny. I'm from Boston, so
I love it.
You may not understand all my words because they don't have R's in them. But anyway, the Hearts of Fire project, with an R in there, is a nonprofit organization that I created a couple of years ago, and I created it because I really love who homeless people are. You know, when I lived in Boston, which was several years ago now, I used to see homeless people all the time, you know, and I would, like a lot of people, would not want to get near them, and then I would want to get near them, and then I was really confused about how to be with them, you know. So I wrote a song about
which
it.
Most people are, actually.
Yeah.
And
I'm
totally in that group where I'm not sure what to do,
yeah,
or what to say. And that's the thing, is it's so easy to forget that these are people.
Yeah, that's it.
And you don't know what to say. And I still run into that, where I kind of get that uncomfortable feeling. What do I say? Should I do something? And
yeah,
so this is very intriguing, what you're doing and with Hearts of Fire. And what it's producing and what it's making happen is very intriguing to me, because I think this will open up some things for people to how they can actually, I don't know, make a difference, whether it's directly or indirectly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, and I saw that was what a lot of people in their hearts really want to do. Like, they do feel some connection with other human beings, whether they're homeless or not, and they do want to help. That's why when there's disasters, people get out, you know, do all kinds of things for other people. But what happens the rest of the time when there is no disaster?
Right.
So I said, well, how can we connect people so that there doesn't need to be a disaster? We can just be connected all the time. And so I was really inspired about who homeless people are, because when I went there, I wrote a song about what came up for me about that whole confusion.
Right.
And we went there to film a music video of that song with the homeless people. So we were on the streets with them for 3 days. And it was just amazing. Like, that's when I really got so inspired by who they are for themselves and with each other. Like, they just, you know, all they care about is other human beings, you know. And it was so obvious to me that that's why I called it the Hearts of Fire, because that's what I could see in them, their, like, spirit, like, just,
yeah,
raw, naked spirit, because, you know, that's pretty much, you know, all they have. But it's amazing, you know, that's what happened. That's how I came up with that.
Yeah. And if you guys want to call in, anybody who's listening to the show right now, if you guys want to call in and speak with Bob, or, you know, you have some thoughts on the topic and you want to, you know, ask him questions, share something, our call-in number is 323-203-0815. Once again, it's 323-203-0815. Now, your background, though, I know you have a background in, you did some music, and then you also did some accounting, because you opened,
yeah,
up a CPA firm,
yeah,
which is so related, music and accounting.
I know. It's like I'm one of those, I don't know what, like a Renaissance mutant person that, you know, can do these different things. And that's what I'm really up to now in my life, is consolidating all these different aspects of myself. But,
yeah,
I was in the music business for a long time. And then I finally, you know, realized I wasn't making any money. So I decided to
do
something.
It's a really tough scene.
Yeah. You know, when you have family and everything. So I went to school and got a degree and did the whole accounting thing and had my own firm. And what I did, though, I was really interested in what the truth was. So my firm was focused on consulting with people to find out what happened to money that was spent, like the $800 toilets in the Defense Department and things like that. We were like, we were like investigative auditors. We weren't just doing taxes and that stuff. So I found that pretty interesting because I was always interested in finding out like what happened, you know, what really happened. So that was cool. And then I moved out here in 2005. I sold that place to another firm because I wanted to get back into my music again. So, you know, we had a studio here for a while in Ojai where I live now, and we were doing that. And I still submit things to publishers and things like that.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, I write.
Do you ever make anything from that? Like when you do that, have you had anything placed where you make a little?
Yeah, I was in a couple of movies, but nothing really happened with them. They didn't get the big distribution that they thought. And you know, there's all kinds of things that go on. You know, that. So I love to write music. That's what I do it for, really. So, you know, whatever happens is cool, you know. And
then
in the Hearts of Fire project, that's how that started, you know, from that song. And then.
And you started the organization?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, very cool. And then, but you have this team now.
Yeah, I do. I have some really great people. You know, I'm always looking for more people because most of what we do is all volunteer work.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's hard to for people to, like, for example, one of the things we do is we go on a tour of homeless shelters. And we have an RV that was donated. It's, you know, we're a 501c3, you know, nonprofit organization. So people donate things to us. So somebody gave us an old RV, and we travel around to shelters. And at the homeless shelters, we have our workshops, and we record people's original music. And
we're really?
Yeah, and we're making a documentary film too. So
I knew that. In fact, really cool. I had read that you were working on a documentary, which I think it would be so interesting.
Oh yeah,
you know, is. And I would think it would provide so much insight with, you know, because there's such a, like a lot of things, there's so many different things in the world and society that are a stigma. People don't really have all the facts. Mm-hmm. They don't know. Same thing with homeless people. And one thing I'll share with you really quick is years ago I had, I just got a few people together. It was no official project or no official nonprofit or whatever, but I just wanted to do something that would help. And so I got a few people together, and like my mom and my sister, even my nieces, they were little. They just kind of hung out in the back of the car. We went around to downtown LA because, of course, we know LA has got so many different homeless people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we would pass out like little bag lunches and stuff like that and give old blankets and sweaters and stuff like that. And I actually would collect them from people. I'm like, come on, you. And the thing is, I'm really bold. So I'm like, you got a lot of crap in your closet. Give it up, right? And they listen, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, come on, let's start cleaning this stuff out.
Yeah.
And so people would start pulling out blankets and jackets. And I'm like, someone needs it more than you. Come on.
Yeah.
And so we would drop these things off. The thing that I noticed was when I would stop, and I'm sure you would know more about this than me. I would stop and just have a conversation with these people one by one, look them into the eye. And some of them are not really, there are some who are kind of, they seem like they're not really all there.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones who are like, you can tell it's just they're homeless, but their faculties and everything are all there. And I noticed that it just, even if it was a little, just made a difference to stop, have a conversation, look them in the eye like they were a real person.
Yeah.
And sometimes we'd talk for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever. And I would just stay there. I'm like, what the hell am I in a rush for? I mean, you know, that I can't stand there for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And they just would talk about what was going on. And I just thought, you know, gosh, that even that, I thought, you know, that's not changing the world. But I think that maybe it just gave somebody a moment where they felt like a normal person again.
Yeah.
You know, but that was like an experience that's one of those experiences that has sat with me always, you know, because I always think, well, what else could I do?
Right.
Which, and Bob Ballard of the Hearts Have Fired actually is doing a lot of that. What else?
Yeah.
So tell us about how all this art came about.
Well, what happens is, you know, I really want to give them an opportunity to show the world who they are. So I said, how could I do that? And when I was in Boston doing that music video, I saw some amazing artwork that was done underneath a bridge and, you know, some amazing things. A guy died under there doing it. And it's just, you know, amazing artwork that they do and music too. So I said, well, how can we utilize that to help connect them?
I read about that, mural that you saw.
Yeah, the mural, And so I just said, wow, you know, how can we do this in an organized fashion? So that's why we go to the shelters and have art workshops, because at the art workshop, two things happen. First thing is they get to create something that's really amazing, but the most important part is they actually get an experience of being able to share who they are with anybody in the world, because we take the artwork. The key thing that we do is we don't just leave it somewhere. We bring it to we have shows all over the place, mm-hmm. and we have it's just an amazing time. We show clips from our video, and we actually have homeless people come. I mean, we had an event up in Ojai that homeless people got there themselves somehow from L.A., from
wow.
Santa Ana, you know, because we had gone to those shelters, you know. And when I told them that we were having this thing, I'd like them to come, the people who were in the workshop, so they can talk about their art and their life. What I'm really trying to convey is the experience of being with these people, like you were on the street talking to them, or I am in the shelter working with them on a piece of art or recording their music, and the experience of actually allowing ourselves to be connected to them and them to us. So I'm trying to convey that experience through art and through music. And the next best thing is to actually have the person who did the artwork standing there with the art, you know. So we actually
right.
did that in a few places, because it's not that easy to get them to come or arrange all that. But whenever
oh,
I can,
yeah.
I have them come, or they play music, and it's just amazing. So they you know, they actually showed up. So that's what I'm trying to convey. And we have a little, when we do the workshops, we have a discussion about what the art means, about their life in them. We don't just paint and draw. We actually have a whole group discussion, and we film that whole thing.
Right.
And that helps to convey who they are. And
right.
If I could, I'd have the whole world in the shelter with us while we're doing the art workshop, you know?
Yeah. That's very cool. Now, you travel, there's so many different things going through my mind with this. With this art that they create, is it sold? What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we do. We make prints out of the artwork, and we sell them. We just opened up our new internet art gallery where people can buy the artwork. And what happens with the money is, half of it goes to the Hearts of Fire project. Almost the other half, well, all of it except for 15% goes to the shelter, and 15% commission goes to the artists
mm-hmm.
that painted it. So that's what we do with the money, and we sell the art on the internet, and we sell it at shows too. When we have shows, we put all the artwork up, and people can order prints of whatever they want.
And then they, I don't think you said this, but what do you guys do with the money when you do that?
Well, a commission goes to the artist.
Okay,
15% goes to the artist. 42.5% goes to the shelter that it was created at.
Okay.
And 50% goes to the Hearts of Fire project. And
okay.
The Hearts of Fire project is a two-phase project. Our first phase is traveling to these shelters to raise awareness. And we only stay at each shelter one day. And we have these programs at the shelter, and we move on to the next one. And that's phase one. And I want to get 8 or 9 of these tours going on across the country, like regionally. And then we're going to transition to the second phase, which is to create permanent arts programs at the shelters, and that's really where the money goes to. The money
okay.
we set aside for the shelters is to fund a permanent arts program.
Yeah, you know what? I figured that it was, and so, I'm so sorry, like, if I spaced out for a second, because
okay.
I saw this crowd coming
yeah,
in,
I saw.
And I'm like, who are these people? What the heck are they doing? Obviously, they had to have the security code to get in,
yeah.
but it totally threw me off.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm so, like, just myself on the show, like, I'll, you know, I say stuff like right on the air. I don't care. But, oh my gosh, that's so funny. So I had a question, another question about a couple of different things here.
Sure.
But we'll take like our quick little mini break. Be back in just a second.
You're listening to The London Garcia Show.
The London Garcia Show.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
So you guys are listening to the Lennon Garcia Show, as you know, and we're sitting here speaking with Bob Ballard of the Hearts of Fire. He's got such a great story about his experiences of what he saw with the homeless and the whole huge thing that he's created. If you guys want to talk to us, you can always give us a call at 323-203-0815. Once again, our call-in line is 323-203-0815. So tell me, Bob, what is your vision with this whole thing? Like, I know there's the documentary you're talking
mm-hmm,
about.
Yeah.
You're talking the music and stuff like that. Like, if you kind of maybe in a nutshell or paint a picture for people what your vision is for this Hearts of Fire project.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, you know, it's a two-phase project. So eventually we'd like to see, we actually transform the shelters into cultural centers. You know, like, it's
oh.
really a melding. We're bringing the power of the arts and homelessness together. Like, what's really exciting about this is a lot of people that come to help us at the shelters are in the art community. They help us create events. We have the events at galleries or any place, restaurants, that we can have them. And it's really connecting that whole community, the arts and the homeless community together, and it's really doing some amazing things. And we've gone 8,000 miles in the last 2 years visiting shelters from Washington, D.C. to San Diego.
That's insane.
Yeah, it is insane.
But did you have fun? I mean,
yeah, I love it. See, that's the thing that people don't, you know, realize is when you find what it is that you're passionate about and you love, there is no work involved in it, you know? Like, you probably feel that way about this show. I mean, it's just, you know, I can't wait to get there. I'm like at Disneyland. When I get to the shelter, I'd rather be there than anywhere else in the world, because I just love being with these people. And then they're creating and, you know, showing us who they are. And they're so excited. When I go there and tell them who I see them as, I'm there to empower them to be the great human beings that they are. Like, they're all great, you know? And nobody tells them that. Nobody says that to them. Nobody gets the great human potential that they are.
Yeah.
So I do. I see them like that, and I don't make it up or nothing. I just, ever since that day I did that music video, they just always occur for me that way, no matter what, how they are, you know?
Yeah.
And so I enroll them in that. I create that possibility for them when I'm at the shelter, that you can actually impact the rest of the world through your art and through your music. You know, you actually can connect with other people and show them who you are.
Yeah.
So when they hear that, they just like go crazy, painting and drawing. They do stuff that's amazing, you know.
Yeah.
So it's really, the whole space that's created is very, you know, exciting and just fun.
Yeah. That's very cool. And I think we have a caller for you or for somebody else. Great. We'll see who it's
Maybe it's pizza.
It could be the pizza guy. Hey, you're on the London Garcia Show. Who am I speaking with?
This is Gail Ballard.
Hey, now this must be someone that knows you, Bob.
Yeah, I think she's related to me.
Now, did you say Gail?
I did say, yeah, Gail Ballard. I'm Bob's wife.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. Now, what do you think? What do you think about what he's doing, Gail?
You know, that's what I called in to say, because something you said really caught me, and it was when you said that you stopped and you talked to those people on the streets, and really all they want is to be heard. You know, they just want to be treated like other human beings. So I really love what Bob is doing, because it's really bringing humanity together. Like, there is no separation. People just have different circumstances, but we're all part of the human family.
Yeah.
And I really love that he has created this project to be just like that. It just fulfills on that. So I'm really very inspired by what he's doing and totally supportive of that.
That's so cool. And, do you get involved do you get involved with some of the things that he's doing or the activities?
Yeah, I've gone to several of the shelters with him, and you know, participated in the workshops, and it really is a lot of fun. It's being with, you know, people who have no pretensions. You know, there's nothing pretentious about them. They are just who they are, and they're loving, and they're just generous with their art. They're generous with sharing themselves. And it's really great. It's impacted a lot of people, and we've gotten a lot of new friends, and so it's been really great.
That's so cool. So very cool. So she's your cheerleader, Bob.
Yeah, yeah, she is. She's been out there with me in the RV and sitting in parking lots with the sun baking down on us the whole nine yards.
Well, it's so cool to hear, you know, husbands and wives working together with these kind of things. And whether it's this or if it's, you know, like musicians or whatever, supporting each other. And that's awesome that you guys are such a team with this and supportive of each other. And I'm sure that, Bob, that it just like enhances the experience for you that your wife is like so fired up about it.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
She's been a tremendous help with this whole thing.
So, very cool. Well, Gail,
thank you for having us on the program, and you know, for putting that out there about us, because it really is just shifting perceptions of who the homeless people are. That's what it's all about, and we're really excited to be part of that and to have you talk about it on your show.
That's so awesome. Well, it's my pleasure. It's you know what, I will tell you, Gail, that while you were talking, it totally made me think of something that I actually. And I have to kind of preface this that I, not because I want to hear myself speak, but I actually go back and I listen to a lot of my own shows going back a long, long, long way because I love the people that come on my show. Mm-hmm. I do it for a reason. I have a real specific intention of what I'm doing with my show and what I'm focused on and what we're achieving here. And I go back and I listen to a lot of shows, whether it was really funny and it was a crazy group mm-hmm. or if it was really inspiring or someone super successful or whatever it is. And I listen to it because I get so much out of what the guests are sharing. And it actually has caused me to make different changes where I'm like, you know, well, so-and-so got past this thing or whatever. I can get past it too. And then I just sit there and think I'm really, really lucky with the people that come on my show and the things that they share. Because like Bob, I will go back and listen to the show and catch different things and different people. But I always tell people, like, download a little happy, you know, download one of the shows because there's a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
And it's because of the people who are walking into the show mm-hmm. and what they're sharing. And so it's awesome for me. I mean, I feel like I'm in such a great seat to be able to highlight things that you do and like hearing from your wife and, you know, how she supports you and everything. So it's just like incredible to me. So it just made me think about that because this is an example of one of those shows that I think would make a huge difference for people hearing, you know, that they can definitely, they can totally hear about something that they can do somewhere they can make a difference and, you know. So
people
do
want to make a difference.
They do.
People do want to make a difference.
I do hear that. And, you know, and you hear people, there's people always trying to act cool and all this other stuff. But, you know, it's like, I think humans have this thing born in them where they really do because it makes them feel so incredible when they actually know they've impacted the life of another human being. No matter what they say, no matter how they act, people really want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that is really cool.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gail, for calling in, and maybe I'll meet you someday.
That would be wonderful. Thank you.
Have a wonderful
day.
Bye-bye. So your wife is very cool, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure you think that, too.
Oh, yeah. And I didn't even tell her to call.
You're all, I didn't even pay her off.
Yeah.
So we're kind of coming to the close. We have like 3 minutes left here. Yeah. It's because it always goes by so fast. But tell me, how would you see these things transfer over into like having homeless people be able to take these things and transfer them to real life where they actually can become not homeless?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you see that this can, there are certain things that they can take where it actually can lead them to being able to, you know, but get off the street and, you know, what would you have, it's a sloppy question, I know, but what would you have to say about that?
Well, one of the things I feel is really important is in order to have any solution, the precursor to a solution is shifting perceptions of not only homeless people, but who we all are for each other.
Right.
You know, so until we realize that we're one family and that what someone does on the other side of the world impacts us, whether we can visibly see it or not,
right,
we're not really going to make any progress with a lot of different things. So that's why I'm really excited about the shift in human consciousness that's going on in the world and, you know, a shift to a new paradigm.
Absolutely.
And the homeless people are a function of our culture. We live in a consumer culture.
Mm-hmm.
So in that culture, if you have nothing, you are nothing. So they believe, a lot of them believe that they don't have anything. And those of us who do are afraid we're going to have nothing either. So we're all on a huge...
That's so true.
We're on a huge treadmill that drives an economic engine to produce more and consume more, produce, consume. And it has its costs. And some people, because it doesn't really serve human beings, that's not how we're designed, they fall off the assembly line. And one of those groups of people is homeless people. So what we've been doing is trying to get them back into the assembly line, function them, get them... No, they're not... They're not the problem. The assembly line is the problem, and they're actually pointing to what isn't working about it. So I think the answer is to look to them and see what's not working about the system that keeps having people fall through the cracks, fall off, because it's not the people. It's the system. So,
because it's not just a bunch of people where they just all screwed up. Like, it's not that, you know? And it's, I hear you. I've noticed, I've actually simplified a lot of things in my own life in the last couple of years. Some were by force because of the economy, and some things were just insane. And then some things were just because I chose to.
Yeah.
And it was, it's great. It's really freeing because it's like, I'm not thinking about all this other stuff.
Yeah.
And I can be creative and have fun. And it just, it's shifted my own consciousness about so many different things. So it's, I see exactly what you're saying with that.
Yeah, totally.
So really quick, people can reach you. What's your website?
Well, our website is heartsoffireproject.org. That's our new website. We just launched it the other day. heartsoffireproject.org. And our toll-free number is 877-827-2012. You can always all reach me.
Go ahead and say that number again,
sure.
Real quick.
877-827-2012.